ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في آية أخرى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. وقال أيضا: انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. And may the choices of salawat and rahmat and barakat be upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama dhakarahu al-dhakirun wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama ghafaran dhikri ghafilun. Let us remind ourselves of the beloved teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since this day being the day of Jum'ah, Yawm al-Jum'ah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that khayru yawmin talat alayhi shamsu yawm al-Jum'ah, that the best day that the sun has ever risen in is none other than the day of Jum'ah. Whichever gathering we may sit in, whether it may be a social gathering, whether it is a talk outside of the masjid, or in the car park, or gathering of friends. Maybe sometimes friends got together and they are discussing, you know, the latest happenings around, or the latest occurrences, or those things that may be bugging us or troubling us. Sometimes it may be a family reunion, or maybe it might be a talk on politics. But if we notice, there is a lot of negativity, and there's a lot of talk regarding difficulties, hardships, whether it may be a sickness, a person might be experiencing some ill health, or life problems. Maybe sometimes it's children problems, wife problems, whatever it is. And we all know, on a lighter note, the government, the issues. They say Zuma doesn't want to go, or whatever it is. But there's always, even if you look at those billboards that are being portrayed every single, you know, different day on the light posts. And what it is, it's like, you know, this certain crime, this occurred, or this is the latest affliction. So you find that there's a lot of negativity on our tongues, things that we are hearing, things that we are seeing, and even on the media also. So yes, definitely, without doubt, these problems do exist. These complaints which people normally make, they are definitely valid. They are valid, and they are real problems which are really occurring. But we as Muslims and followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And people who have believed in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to move away from the negativity. And as Muslims, our responsibility is that we need to focus on the positives. We need to look at the positives. We need to try and hear the positives. We need to think positively, and we need to move away from this negative type of thinking. So the question may be that, you know, why should we move away from this negativity? This negativity, this is something which is happening. This is something which is occurring. This is something which is really there. So why should we move away from this negativity that is bombarding us from each and every single direction? So the reason is that slowly, by us looking at the negative, by us as Muslims continuously hearing the negative and speaking the negative as Muslims, this will show ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon us. This would indirectly lead us to showing na shukr to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as Muslims, we as believers of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our daily life, wallahi lazim, on our daily life, we have so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is favoring each and every single one of us. Even if you do not have wealth, even if you do not have a shelter, even if you do not have food, but if a person has this kalima la ilaha illallah, then definitely this person has a lot to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Why? Because Allah has saved you from Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved you from eternal punishment in the hereafter. If we look around us, in this beautiful country of ours, South Africa, in this beautiful town of us, in Empangeni, in our life, on a daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is favoring us. The health that we have, the favors that we have, the life that we have alone, the life alone, leave alone the other favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are alive on this Friday, Yawm al-Jumma, you have a lot of favors to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And if you have this iman, this kalima la ilaha illallah, then really wallahi you have a great ni'mat, a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with so many favors and with so many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must realize that showing ingratitude to any ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides it being a sin, besides it being kufran a ni'mat, it is kufr. To show, it is kufr, yes. The word kufr, if a person looks in the Arabic dictionary, then he will realize that the word kufr, kafara, it has many meanings. Kafara means to disbelieve. It means to deny. Another meaning of kufr is to show ingratitude for the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to show ingratitude to any favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides it being kufr, it is also a plot of shaitan. It is a plot of the devil and Satan and shaitan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed shaitan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given respite to shaitan, the ilahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that Allah had given him respite to a certain time, that now go and do whatever you want. But on the day of judgment, shaitan will be the most punished. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him some respite. But shaitan at that time, at that juncture, at that time, in that occasion, shaitan had made a speech. He had made a promise. And this was his proclamation. That لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That definitely indeed, and if you know Banu Thaqila, I will sit on the ways of the right path. I will try to take away people away from the right path. This is the plot of shaitan. If any person, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, if he tries to mislead people in this very dunya of ours, if this person, whether he may be a Muslim, sometimes Muslimin, they are also a means of misguidance. And sometimes they mislead people. So if a person, whether he is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, if he is taken the path of misleading Muslims and Muslimin away from the right path, then wallahi, this person, he has taken up the work of shaitan. And if a person says that this person is shaitan indeed, then verily this person is correct. Why? Because he has actually done the work and the promise of shaitan. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The promise of shaitan is to mislead people and to take away people away from the right path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this promise which shaitan, this proclamation which shaitan had taken. that ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم. Shaitan had made this promise that I will bombard these Muslimin, all those people upon the right path. I will try to misguide them. And then he says, I will try every single direction to try and take away these people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I will come to them from every single corner and from every single side. I will come from in front of them, behind them, from the right of them, from the left of them. I will come and I will try to misguide them. This is the plot of Shaitan. This is the matter of Shaitan. This is the plan of Shaitan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. What condition will you find these people in? These same people who will be misguided by Shaitan and misled by Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. That this is a promise of Shaitan, that you will find most of these people to be ungrateful, to be ungrateful for the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is the condition that Shaitan wants you to complain. Shaitan wants you to make any complaint regarding the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is a plot of Shaitan. This is what Shaitan wants. So if a person has this quality of continuously complaining and not looking around him at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats around him, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors and the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing him upon a daily basis. So if a person has this quality of complaining and not realizing and not recognizing the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then definitely remember, you have fallen in the plot of Shaitan. If you have failed to recognize the favors which Allah is blessing you upon a daily basis, every single day, then remember well that you are under the plot of Shaitan. So a person, if this does not spur you on, then remember that if you are still complaining and not recognizing and not realizing how many favors Allah has blessed you, Allah has granted you, then remember, at least this ayat of the Quran should spur you to leave this action. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was revealed to him that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if a person makes shukr for any ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the promise that I will most definitely increase you in that favor. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, this should spur you on. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you make kufran a ni'mat, if you are ungrateful for the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah mentions that verily the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great indeed. So someone may ask that how may I be happy? How can I be happy whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not grant him? Whether it may be wealth, whether it may be a wife, whether it may be children, whether it be anything, any ni'mat. If a person, he may pose this question, then how can I be happy if I do not have, if I do not possess? So remember, happiness is not in attaining those things which you do not have. Happiness is not in attaining this dunya. Happiness is not in wealth, in material wealth. Happiness does not lie in this dunya. But happiness is in what? Happiness is in whatever you have by you at this very moment. True happiness is not attaining that Audi or that Bentley or that Lamborghini. Happiness is not in attaining that house that which you are aspiring for. But remember, sometimes you may be thinking that, you know, I will attain that. And you will work hard to attain that. But remember, eventually you will attain it. And you will reach that goal of life. But the goalpost has shifted to something much more. And it has shifted to something much more than that. So remember, true happiness is in not true happiness does not lie in acquiring what you do not have, but making most of what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given you on a daily basis. And true happiness is when you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, O Allah, I thank you for whatever you have given me. Whether it may be wealth, whether it is food or shelter or children. So you find that this negativity, which is, afflicting us on a daily basis, those complaints which are coming out, and those complaints which we are seeing on a daily basis, this sadness and this depression which is afflicting us, this is all because of the one teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we have turned away from and which we have left out in our life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfal minkum," that look at those who are below you, not below you in deen, but below you in the dunyavi sense. Look at those who are less fortunate than you. This is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. That look at those who are less fortunate than you. Those who have less wealth than you. Look at them. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Wala tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum," and do not look at those who are above you. Those who are above you in wealth, in status, in riches. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, "Fahuwa ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum." That when you start to look at those who are less fortunate than you, those who don't even have wealth at their hands, they don't even have shelter, they do not even have the next meal, when you start to look at those people who are less fortunate than you, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, then you will start to realize, and then you will start to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us that on a daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 5 ni'mats. So there are amongst us some people who may be experiencing 5 of these ni'mats. Sometimes a person may be experiencing 4, some 3, some 2, some 1. But at least a person is experiencing 1 ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us on a daily basis. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that value 5 before 5. Value 5 favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala before 5. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has started off that value your youth before old age. Why? Because when a person is young, he has a lot of strength, vigor, ambition and passion. When a person is old, then a person is feeble. He is weak and he's sometimes sickly, he's ill. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned that there are 7 people. From amongst the 7 people, there is one person amongst them who, from amongst these 7 people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless each and every 7 of them. But there is one very person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him. Allah will grant him a shade from the shade of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And who is that person? Shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. That youth, that person, that teenager who had spent his youth in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And why they say this? You find in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that innahum fitnatun, regarding Surah Kahf, regarding those youth that are taken refuge in the cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that innahum fityatun, verily these people, they were a youth, they were a vigorous youth, and they had ambition. Why the ulama say, the ulama and the mufassirun explain that why? Because they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala single out this youth to show this importance that the best time to change your life is in your youth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had conveyed this message of Islam. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had conveyed this message of Islam, majority of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were all in the youth. And you find that the old, many of the old did not accept this message of Islam. And then they say, the ulama say, they say that if you are in your youth, And if you want to change any habits, any bad habit, then the best time and the easiest moments of your life to change that bad habit is in your youth. And the ulama also say, they say a bad habit is like a small weed. You can pluck it out with two fingers. But if that bad habit grows in you, then it will grow into a large tree. Then for you to remove that bad habit, the ulama say, it will be like you trying to remove that massive tree, and you will need massive equipment to remove it. So this is the first ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Then they say that the next ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you is the value of health. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that value your health before sickness. And wallahi, this is a ni'mat which Allah had granted us. And very few people value this ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether on a daily basis Allah grants you the ability to walk, the ability to urinate, the ability to talk, the ability to hear, the ability to see. These are all ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with. You find a person may have all the riches of the world, whether it may be, fame and wealth. So you find a person, what is the use of all those riches and that wealth and that fame which he has when he does not have the ni'mat of health? So you find wealth and health go together. You find there is a very, very interesting story of a king. It so happened that his urine had stopped, and his urine was held back. So you find that he went to all the doctors in his kingdom, and he went to every single doctor that was available at hand, but to no avail, and no help was rendered to him, and there was no doctor that could help him and could help him out. So you find his advisors, one day they came to him and they told him that, you know, there is one very, very pious person who stays outside your courtyard. So this person, he is such a pious person. He makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he spends his day and night in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And you find the king, immediately he summons him. So you find that maybe this person, he will try to sort you out, and he might be able to sort out your problem. So they go and they summon him. But this pious person, he tells them that, you know, the king must come to me. I'm not going to go to the king. The king must come to me. He wants my assistance. He must come to me. He must come, and in his humility, he must come and beg and ask for me. So the king humbles himself, and then he comes to this pious person. Then this pious person, he asks him that, yes, can I help you? What you want? Is there anything that I can help you with? So the king, he says that definitely, says that now he's experiencing the sickness, that now his urine is held back, he cannot urinate. So this is a sickness which, will worry any person. So the pious person tells him that definitely if you want, I have this ilaj, and I can sort out your problem, but on one condition. And that one condition is that you must sign over half of all your kingdom to me. Whatever half that you own, you sign it over and you write it down. That now I have given this entirely, this half to you. So the king, he does so. And he gives half of his kingdom, and he signs over half of his kingdom for that cure. So the pious person, he gives him the ilaj, and his sickness is cured. Then afterwards, you find that now the king, he has another problem. And what is the problem? The problem is now his urine cannot stop. Now the urine is only flowing and flowing. So he goes to the pious person and he tells him that, you know, you asked for half of my kingdom. I signed it over. And this is what you wanted. And you wanted it, and now I asked for you to cure my urine problem. So now I have another problem, that now my urine cannot stop. So the king says, this is what the king has said. Then the pious person tells him, but you know, this is what you have asked for. You have came and you requested me. This is what you asked for. And I've acceded to your request. Then afterwards, the pious person tells him that if you want me to cure your sickness, I will cure it on one condition. And what is that condition? That you sign over the remainder half of your kingdom over to me. So the king, he is sad and he's depressed and he's reluctant, but he does so. He signs over, now he signs over his entire kingdom. So now he is a pauper, he's a poor person. And the pious person tells him that now you do not even touch anything from this kingdom because now this belongs to me. And now you go outside and now you go and look for work. Some menial work, and you go and work and earn some money. So he goes outside and he's working, etc. Then the pious person, he calls him back and he tells him that, you know, my gaze is upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I do not have any, need for this wealth. But I wanted to teach you a very great lesson. And what is that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, every single one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with many favors. With many favors we do not realize, we do not thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But remember, the lesson is, that worth more than your entire kingdom is this health which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. So this is the second ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Very quickly, the next wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is wealth before poverty. Wealth doesn't mean to be a millionaire or billionaire or trillionaire. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith has mentioned that if you had woke up in this very morning, on this morning of Yawmul Jummah, and you have woke up in such a state that you were safe and sound. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if you had a roof over your head, you have some shelter. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the third condition that you had woken up in this morning. That if you had food for the day, then you are not wealthy. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the whole entire dunya has been opened up for you. So this is a very great ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Then you find that the fourth ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is as-sihhat wal-faragh, free time. So you find this is something which on a daily basis we are losing. We are losing that war, we are losing that battle against time. You are not killing time, but time is killing you. Time is going away, but it's not time going away, it is your life going away. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that leave out procrastination because you are not living tomorrow, you are living today. And then he says that if tomorrow comes, if you leave out procrastination and if tomorrow comes, you will not have any regret because you had made the most of today. So you find this is a very great ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And this is the ni'mat. This is the final last ni'mat which Allah has given you. Allah has given you. And this is the ni'mat which Allah has given each and every single one of us in this very masjid of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what is it? Al-hayataka qabla mawtik. Allah has given you life before death. So if you are alive on this day of Jummah, then you have a lot to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been mentioned. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.